6, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The president-elect responding to President Biden's commutation of almost all federal death row sentences to life in prison. Mr. Trump writes on social media that he'll have the Justice Department vigorously pursue the death penalty. A veto of a bill by President Biden prevents the next president from filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. In signing another bill, President Biden and Congress have given U.S. troops a pay raise. Winter storms mean road trippers need to be careful, says ABC's Christian Cordero.
You know the busy times. It'll be before and after dinner times. And today's not the day to be cutting it close and be in a rush when you're on the roads because you have to deal with the weather, and particularly in those spots. There's so much out of your control, right?
A rare air attacks by Pakistan against suspected hideouts of the Pakistani Taliban inside neighboring Afghanistan today. This is ABC News. Iran's government today announcing it has lifted its ban on WhatsApp and Google Play. The more than two-year ban started during mass protests over the death of a woman in police custody for not wearing her head covering properly. Iran's new reformist president had promised to remove social media restrictions. A growing lottery prize could bring some Christmas cheer tonight as the Mega Millions jackpot reaches new heights. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
How does a nice near billion-dollar stocking stuffer sound? Probably better than a pair of socks. Well, tonight, a lucky lotto winner or winners may see a Mega Millions miracle. Since there hasn't been a winner since September, tonight's Christmas Eve grand prize has soared to $970 million. The more the merrier, making this the seventh largest jackpot in the lottery's history.
Somebody from New Jersey, anonymous, has come forward to claim the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot from March. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And by Leah Granzo Agency, Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy, or mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 22. On Christmas Day, cloudy and calm with a high of 34. And cloudy Christmas night. It'll be foggy and patchy, freezing mist possible late with a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy outside. Winds are out of the west southwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 24 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Former Wisconsin State Senator Tim Cullen has died. According to family members, Cullen died Monday afternoon at Oak Park Place in Janesville after being hospitalized for a heart attack. He was 80. Cullen served in the Senate in two separate eras. In an interview this past September on WCLO in Janesville, Cullen talked about how things changed at the Capitol.
I was in the legislature back in the 70s and early 80s, and then I came back in 2010. And the difference between how the parties worked together, you had bipartisan agreements, et cetera, then in the 70s, early 80s, versus when I came back in 2010, 11, it became a very, very, very severe partisan place.
Cullen was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protest. They left the Capitol and traveled to Illinois, remaining there for nearly a month in an effort to prevent passage of the controversial measure from Republican Governor Scott Walker. After serving one term, Cullen did not run for re-election, citing increased partisanship as a reason for his retirement. Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville has been reappointed chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government by Speaker Robin Voss. This will be Representative Novak's fifth term serving as chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government. Representative Novak was also reappointed to serve on the Assembly Committee on Agriculture, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety, and will serve for the first time on the Joint Committee on Criminal Penalties. Representative Novak will be inaugurated as a member of the 107th Legislature on January 6th, beginning his sixth term, serving the 51st Assembly District as state representative. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left, and that he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. Voss said he hopes Democrats will come along on some things, but that in his experience, unless it's mostly their idea, they vote no. New legislative maps help Democrats pick up 10 seats to narrow the Republican majority to 55 seats in the 99-member assembly. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft plans. A well check led to an arrest. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Stacy Lynn Welter, 41, of Ontario, was arrested Monday morning. Shortly after 11, the sheriff's office received a call requesting a welfare or wellness check at the Welter residence located on Hoff Valley Road, rural Ontario, in the town of Whitestown. The requester, who is in regular contact with Welter, had been unable to communicate with her since early last week. Her dogs were running at large and the snow from the steep driveway had not been removed. Upon arrival at the residence, the deputy saw that the window on the front door was broken. As the deputy was investigating, he heard Welter from inside the home make a statement about law enforcement being there. Welter was armed with an aluminum baseball bat and advanced toward the front door. The deputy was able to de-escalate the situation, and Welter put the weapon down. De-escalation tactics continued, and the deputy was able to transition from a firearm to a conducted energy device while attempting to establish effective communication with Welter. Talks deteriorated. Welter picked up a metal rod, raised it while advancing toward the deputy. The deputy deployed the conducted energy device effectively to stop the threat, and Welter was taken into custody without further incident. Stacy Welter refused medical treatment and was transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center and booked for first-degree recklessly endangering safety, resisting or obstructing an officer, felony bail jumping, and prisoner throwing or expelling bodily fluids. A man was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a small vehicle had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The vehicle was caught on camera and was spotted on Highway 14 north of Viroqua after the break-in. The 49-year-old man driving the vehicle was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison were held Monday. The service at Doxa Church in Fitchburg for 42-year-old Erin West came 1 week after she and a student were slain at Abundant Life Christian School. West had worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at the K-12 school, where 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow opened fire with a handgun, killing West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara, and whose funeral was Saturday. Six others were wounded before Rupnow turned the gun on herself. Investigators are still piecing together a motive for her actions. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's not interested in a political fight against a former Trump attorney. Speaking to WISN's Upfront, Call says the case against Attorney Jim Tropas will stay in the courts and not the court of public opinion. Tropas is accused of taking part in a scheme to submit false paperwork to give Wisconsin's 2020 Electoral College votes to Donald Trump. He denies those allegations and says Call is using the courts to try and punish supporters of President-elect Trump. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates a successful elk hunting season. The state's seventh managed elk hunt opened on October 12th and concluded December 20th. The 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The eight Wisconsin hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received 17,761 applications to hunt in the northern elk zone and 7,750 applications for the central elk zone. The random drawing ensures that each applicant has an equal chance of selection within the respective management zones. Applicants were required to identify their management zone of choice during the elk hunting application process. In the central elk zone, all four hunters successfully harvested a bull elk on the third day of the season. Two hunters in the northern elk zone successfully harvested a bull elk, and Ojibwa tribal hunters met their four bull harvest declaration. Of interest, a 10-year-old mentored hunter was able to harvest a mature northern Wisconsin bull elk. You can follow Santa this Christmas Eve. Brittany Merlo tells you how.
He's made his list and he's checked it twice. Santa is packing his bags and ready to fly in the sky, delivering gifts to all the good kids. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe. The tradition began 69 years ago as a fortunate mistake when a misprinted phone number in a Colorado newspaper connected a little girl to a NORAD colonel. Rather than turning her away, they shared Santa's location, sparking an annual event that now delights millions worldwide. You can follow Jolly Old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org. And over 1,000 volunteers are answering calls at 877-H-I-N-O-R-A-D. They're updating families on Santa's whereabouts. The same tools NORAD uses to protect the skies, such as satellite systems that detect missile heat signatures, are repurposed to spot Rudolph's glowing red nose. This advanced technology ensures Santa's journey is precisely tracked as he travels across 24 time zones. Get those cookies and milk ready, and maybe some carrots for Rudolph.
Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Amy Razick.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret M., Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center, died Sunday. Private family burial will be held at a later date at St. Mary's Cemetery, Maple Park, Illinois. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy this evening and kind of comfortable, with high temperatures reaching the low 30s and are now slipping to the low 20s. With mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight, this means we're going to have an overcast and cloudy day tomorrow. But it'll be a calm Christmas day. High temperatures will eventually rise above freezing to the mid-30s, and winds will be out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. With such calm winds and another system on the doorstep, you know, the one bringing in those warmer temperatures, well, it's also dragging in fog with it. And tomorrow night, with temperatures falling below freezing to the upper 20s, this means it's going to be freezing mist. So some slick and slippery spots are definitely possible overnight and early Thursday. It'll be dreary, foggy, and warmer, with highs reaching 40 degrees by the afternoon. So any freezing drizzle in the morning and icing will end.
Then we're just looking at regular rain. That continues to be the case widespread into Friday, all across the state. On and off, light rain, overcast, highs in the mid-40s. So much, much warmer than we should be with fog. We stay gloomy on Saturday, and showers wind down in the morning, but more chances roll in by night. Oh, and how can I skip over the fact that we're going to be flirting with 50 degrees on Saturday? Yes, 50, unseasonably warm. As the ground turns muddy, it'll still be cloudy on Sunday, and mild, highs in the mid-40s. And more light rain or drizzle chances, especially early in the day. Finally, we start to see the rain end on Monday. Some sunspots may peak out and we become breezy. Of course, it's going to be with some cooler temperatures on the way. High temperatures will be in the upper 30s with rain by night. And of course, that could turn into some mixed precipitation overnight and into early Tuesday morning. These icy conditions expected in temperatures above freezing, falling below freezing, and back and forth. If you're one that likes to use salt, a coffee mug's worth is all you need for an entire 20-foot driveway. Otherwise, stay safe and stay warm. And I hope you have a happy holiday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 23 degrees after a high today of 34 and a morning low of 27. Yesterday's high was 34, and we received 8/100ths of an inch of rain and snow. Record high set back in 1889 is 60 degrees, with a record low of 28 below set back in 1983. Last year's high was 54 with a low of 45. Sunset took place tonight at 4:30 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our wind chill's at 19 degrees. Barometric reading is 30.17, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 23 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Leaks Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Packers pitched the first shutout of the 2024 NFL season while whipping the New Orleans Saints last night by a score of 34-0. Green Bay dominated the time of possession, 37 minutes to 23. 69 yards by Josh Jacobs topped a ground game that produced 188 yards and 3 touchdowns. The win guarantees a playoff spot for the Pack. The Packers will play against the Vikings in Minnesota this Sunday. The playoff-bound Green Bay Packers believe they can make a legitimate run at their first Super Bowl appearance since their 2010 championship season. An improving defense gives them plenty of reason for confidence. The Packers followed up a 7-sack performance in a 30-13 victory at Seattle by producing the first shutout of the NFL season, a 34-0 playoff-clinching blowout of the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay ranks 6th in the league in scoring defense and 7th in total defense. The Packers are on pace for the best season-ending rankings in both categories since that 2010 title run. Chris Middleton's 21 points led the Bucks in last night's 112-91 victory over Chicago. Milwaukee was playing without superstars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Brooke Lopez also scored 21, and Bobby Portis had 19. The Bucks connected on 18 three-pointers, while Chicago was just 10 of 48. Milwaukee saw its 23-point lead shrink in 8 to 8, I should say, in the third period before it scored in 11 in a row. The Bucks return home to host Brooklyn on Thursday. Oklahoma City leads the Western Conference and has an MVP candidate in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Milwaukee has the NBA's leading scorer in Giannis Antetokounmpo. They were the teams that made their way to the NBA Cup Final. By any measure, they're both very good teams, and neither will play on Christmas Day this year. Bah humbug. The NBA faces the same challenge every summer, figuring out which 10 teams will get the honor of playing on Christmas Day, but the Bucks and Thunder are right to feel snubbed. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Badger basketball is leading the nation in free throw percentage. Transfer John Tanji is leading the way by connecting on 94 of 100 attempts. Max Klesmit has been good on 87%, and sophomore Nolan Winter has been good on 83%. Wisconsin has weakness in rebounding and inside scoring, but making 85% of its free throws was covered for any deficiencies. A pair of Big East Conference wins have boosted Marquette basketball to number 8 in this week's AP's men's college poll. The Golden Eagles were 9th last season. They started conference play with an 80-70 win over Butler, then followed up with a 72-70 decision on the road at Xavier. Marquette is off until another Big East game at Providence on New Year's Eve. And Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year after raising the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both college and the WNBA. She led Iowa in the national championship game and was the top pick in the WNBA draft and captured Rookie of the Year honors in the league. Fans packed sold-out arenas and millions of television viewers followed her journey on and off the court. Clark's exploits also put other women's sports leagues in the spotlight. A group of 74 sports journalists from AP and its members voted on the award. Other athletes who received votes include Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and boxer Iman Khelif. Clark's only the 4th women's basketball player to win the award since it was first given in 1931. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecommunications.
telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The holidays are a great time to get together with family and friends. But if you're planning a holiday get-together and you have one or more pets, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following tips. First, make sure that all your guests know you have a pet and the rules for interacting with that pet. Keep an especially close watch on children interacting with pets. And if your pet doesn't do well with strangers or loud noises, consider boarding it during the party or at least make sure that it has a safe place to get away from people and noise. Happy holidays to you and your pets from OMHS. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were mostly higher. Live cattle were mixed. Hogs were mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Commodity Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they've released more new Enlist D3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mostly higher in fund and technical buying. Weather remains mostly favorable in South America, although there are drier conditions setting in parts of Argentina. Soybean meal was higher, and the week started off with a 132,000-ton sale of soybeans to China. January beans up 4.25 at 973¾. March beans up 4.25 at 979¾. Corn was mostly higher in fund and technical buying. The trade continues to monitor crop development weather in South America, watching what's going on in Argentina, especially as those drier conditions set in right around pollination. Like soybeans, corn started the week off with a 132,000-ton sale, but to unknown destinations. March corn was up 3/4 at 448.5. May corn up 1.5 at 455. The wheat complex was mixed mostly lower on spread trade. The condition of the Russian wheat crop continues to slide. Its prices have been on the rise. U.S. wheat does face competition on the global market from both Argentina and Australia. March wheat in Chicago down 5.5 at 535. May wheat down 5.25 at 545¾. March wheat was down 6 in Kansas City at 545. And in Minneapolis, March wheat down 6 at 589.5. Live cattle were mixed. Feeders were lower ahead of the week's direct business. February lives up 17 at 187.62. April lives up 2 ticks at 189.72. January feeders were down 37 at 256.22. Hogs are mostly lower following Monday's quarterly hogs and pigs report from the USDA. February lean hogs down a nickel at 84.32. April lean hogs down 57 at 89.05. I'll be back with more on Brownfield right after this.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Another quiet day for direct cattle business. Both buyers and sellers have been busy preparing for the holiday shortened week. Bid surfaced at $190 live in the South. Asking prices are at $192 live in the South. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. AMS was closed Tuesday, but on Monday, box beef closed higher on moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choices up 13 cents at $315.98. Select closed 84 cents higher at $286.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head even on the week. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run Monday. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily direct up 261 with a weighted average of 79.56. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but weighted averages of 79.60 and 79.56. Pork values closed lower, down 266 at 94.62. Bellies, ribs, and hams were sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 3,000 on the week. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The Michigan Department of Agriculture has confirmed a second case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in West Michigan this month. The affected commercial poultry flock in Ottawa County is currently under quarantine, and the birds will be depopulated to help prevent disease spread and ensure the safety of the commercial food supply. We'll have more news after this short break.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Mike Burgett joins us. I understand there's a lot of educational opportunities through the Check-Off. What can you tell us there?
We got a program called Nourish the Futures. It's through the National Corn Growers, and we target teachers throughout the nation. We want to educate them and help them bring stuff to their students to be aware about the future and the things they can do with corn. One of the real neat things is that they actually targeted for 6 through 12, and we target science teachers, and we'll provide them with like a kit to produce ethanol in the classroom, and it really sparks a lot of interest. We invite about 12 to 15 teachers through the United States to come and be trained to be trainers, to train people in their state that can do these things in the classroom.
To learn more about your Wisconsin Check-Off programs, visit wicorn.org.
Illinois farmers say the ag economy means some tough decisions in 2025. Tom Hieronymus, who farms in DeWitt County, tells Brownfield.
The cost of inputs these days and this last couple of years, the commodity prices have really kind of taken a nosedive, and the costs are still just kind of climbing. So it's putting a squeeze on us a little bit.
Ethan Brown, who farms in Montgomery County, says that squeeze means many farmers are looking at ways to save.
If you cut too much, then you really put yourself in a pickle. I always want to make sure I've got enough out there grocery-wise, fertility-wise, the best seed, the right place, all that, so if Mother Nature allows, that I can produce the bushels that I need to cover costs.
The USDA says egg production declined during the month of November. The agency says the total of 8.9 billion eggs was 4% lower than last year, with a 3% decline in the number of egg-laying hens and a 1% decrease in productivity. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The business of farming is often difficult, especially if the farm relies on just one or two ways to make money. A Wisconsin family started with a dairy farm and found ways to diversify into many connected businesses to support several generations of their family. Kylie Pagel from the Pagel Family Businesses explains some of the avenues they've taken for success next on today's Managing for Profit.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to two more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Pagel Family Businesses include multiple dairy farms in Wisconsin and other states, but they've also diversified into other businesses, including a restaurant, cheese making, and milk transportation. Kylie Pagel tells Brownfield, farms large and small should consider what else they can do to add to their income stream.
Anyone that wants to put their mind truly to it can do it, and really, for the cheese side of things, if you put in a cheese production plant and you can are small enough that you can produce your milk and it's going straight into your cheese production plant, I feel like that's almost the best at the end of the game because you are creating a 100% true farmstead line of cheese then. And then on the transportation side of things, it's really about the need of the company. I don't think it matters on big, small size. I think it's just the overall need of what you're doing. If it makes sense for you to haul your own milk, I feel like at the end of the day, why not?
It's not just hauling the milk from the parlor or the rotary to the processing plant, but you're also able to pick up loads at the milk processing plant. So that transportation entity has more work than just moving your milk.
Yeah, with that little bit more work, there's a lot of reward that can come from it because now we are able to control and haul our milk and we are in control of that scheduling and everything of that aspect. But then, like you said, we can now take the different things such as whey permeate off of the site from the cheese plant and we can deliver it either to our farm or bring it to another farm. So they are also profiting by selling off that way, but then we are having an additional revenue that they are paying us now to hauling their whey permeate.
Another area that your family expanded into was digesters, and that has been something that has seen its changes over the years, not just in the technology, but in what you do with the gas. How'd that change for your family?
Yeah, so at the time of putting in it, 2009, we were taking those gases, and they were getting converted into electricity being sold to Wisconsin Public Service. But then after time has gone on, we saw that there could be a change, and now we are working, and we are having CNG, which is compressed natural gas or controlled natural gas, and we are taking that, and it's now a natural gas. It's going into the pipeline, and it can be used for a number of different things because now it is just a straight natural gas.
And with that, you also get the benefits of the California taxes.
There are some pluses with having that as the end point of the pipe.
That's Kylie Pagel, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Star. And then they heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar.
Oh, listen, hark now, hear the angels sing. A new king's born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas, Christmas Day.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to bed. They found no place to bury.
child was born.
Trumpets sound and angels sing. Now listen to what they say. They say that man will live forevermore because the Christ child was born. And man will live.
That was Jim Brickman with Little Town of Bethlehem on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Thied, and I will be bringing you some more great Christmas music on this Christmas Eve evening. Our time is 5:47. The temperature is 22 degrees, but the wind's out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. So that means the worst floor and home thermometer with that reading of 22 degrees, it also has a wind chill of 16 degrees out. So, be not too bad of an evening for Christmas Eve, and hopefully you're having a great holiday evening. And just wanted to run down some of the church services that are still going on. There were a few churches that held services earlier this evening, and the Park Street Christian Church is hosting its annual Christmas Eve service at 6. Also, the Ash Creek United Methodist Church is hosting a Christmas Eve service, and that's being held at 7 this evening. Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Rockbridge is holding a Christmas Eve service at 7, and a candlelight Christmas Eve service will be held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock at 10 o'clock this evening. Also, just to let you know, because of the holidays, the Brewer Public Library will be closed today, tomorrow, and also on the 31st and January 1st.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Yes, you do. We want you to follow your heart to our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the new Richland Center United Methodist Church. All are welcome to celebrate God's love through the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas Eve service begins at 7 p.m. and we are located at 400 East Seminary Street. We sure hope to see you there.
100.9 WRCO.
Snowy days and frosty nights, everything looks cold and white. Hanging around the mistletoe, hanging around the mistletoe. Christmas Day will soon be here, and everybody's full of cheer. Hanging around the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Well, I've waited all year long, and now the year is almost gone. Hanging around the mistletoe, hanging around the mistletoe. But if that's what I've got to do, just to get a kiss from you, I'm hanging around the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Christmas is a special time to give and to receive. For every little kiss you give me, I will give you 3. You ain't gonna miss one kiss, that's one thing you'll never miss. I'm hanging around the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Eyes on you for a long, long time. So I'm asking Santa, please make that pretty girl mine. I've waited till I'm cold and blue just to get a kiss from you. I'm hanging around the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Hanging around the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear.
Yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, all troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
The holidays don't have to be grand to be special. Even the simplest Christmas can be filled with love. This year, cherish what you have, treasure who you're with, and make it merry.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
It's the smell of cookies baking, the twinkle of lights, and the laughter of loved ones that makes Christmas magical. The little things matter the most. Let's celebrate the beauty in those small, perfect moments this holiday season.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Joan Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.